From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series of studies in Psalm 138 as he brings the next portion of a message dealing with verse 7, Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. God's people are no strangers to trouble. The Lord Jesus said, Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In Job 5, verse 7, we read that man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Rather than allowing ourselves to be swallowed up by the trials that come our way, we are encouraged to follow the example of David, who, in the midst of difficulties and dangers, focused upon the Lord his God. He believed that God would revive him, that the Lord would somehow use the severe trials to glorify himself through his servant. God's people will be enabled to survive. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we'd like to direct your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, Day is at Hand. The text is Revelation 2, verse 28, And I will give him the morning star. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, what a blessing it is to see in Jesus the morning star. I remember when we read in the newspapers the idle tale that the Star of Bethlehem had again appeared. On inquiry, we found that it was only the morning star. But no great mistake had been made after all. It is best to see Jesus as the sun, but when we cannot do so, the next best thing is to see him as that star which prophesies the day and shows that the eternal light is near at hand. If I am not today all that I hope to be, yet I see Jesus, and that assures me that I shall one day be like him. The sight of Jesus by faith is the pledge of beholding him in his glory and being transformed into his image. If I have not at this hour all the light and joy I could desire, yet I shall have it, for as surely as I see the morning star, I shall see the day. The morning star is never far from the sun. Come, my soul, has the Lord given thee the morning star? Dost thou hold fast that truth, grace, hope, and love which the Lord has given thee? Then in this thou hast the dawn of coming glory. He that makes thee overcome evil and persevere in righteousness has therein given thee the morning star.
The day seems long, Lord, try to find.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
God is holy, God is just, God is good, God is love, that I knew. So let me start from there, and in the light of that explain the difficulties and the sufferings and the troubles, if I can. And if I can't, let me say, I cannot explain, but I can trust the God who is what He says He is. And will do what he says he will do. David did that. He did not focus upon the trouble. He had to walk through it, but he did not focus upon the trouble. He did not allow the fear of danger to overcome him and to paralyze him. He turned his eyes upon the Lord. As he said in Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence doth come mine aid? My safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. I love the words of Psalm 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. David was not denying that he was overwhelmed. He was not saying, Lord, I have an easy answer to the problems I'm facing. I can argue and philosophize my way through them. He's saying, Lord, I am overwhelmed, but in that day I will get my eyes upon the Lord, and from the very ends of the earth I will cry unto thee. And then he prayed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When your heart is overwhelmed, that's the prayer. When life doesn't make sense to you, remember it makes sense to the Lord. When you seem to be in danger of being overthrown completely, cry, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than ever, than I am. Verse 4, he says, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. That's the confidence that led David to say, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. As Micah said, chapter 7 and verse 8, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I will arise. I may fall. Trouble may knock me down, but it will not keep me down. I will arise because my eyes and my confidence are in the Lord. You see, David realized that the threat of Satan to destroy us by any means cannot materialize, because God, the Lord, has promised to sustain us and support us. David understood quite well what Satan's purpose was, but he understood no matter what that purpose was, the Lord's the one who directs us and our paths, even when those paths lead us into trouble. Now, this is not to exonerate the devil from what he does to hurt the people of God. It's not to exonerate men for what they do in hurting each other and in doing evil and wicked things. But at the end of a day, the day the Christian has got to realize, as the Psalm 66 verse 10 says, Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou ledst afflictions upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Why does God lead his people those ways? I can't give you the answer in every detail, but I can say this. Here's an awful list: proving, trial, brought to the net, afflictions in the loins, man riding over our head, fire and water. That's a long list of trouble. But the end of it is to bring us into a wealthy place. An experience with God now, and an enjoyment of Him both now and forever. That's God's purpose. See, it's hard for me to understand sometimes, and I'm sure it's just as hard for you, that the great good of my soul is not what I may think it to be. The greatest good is not for me to have immediately everything that I want, when I want it, why I want it. The greater good may well be that the Lord deals with me to cut away proud flesh and conform me to the image of His Son, so that my hope and trust will be in Him, my confidence will be in Him, my devotion will be to Him, my whole focus will be upon Him, and my greatest purpose in life will be to glorify Him, no matter what the cost. He'll bring us into a wealthy place. Didn't He say through Jeremiah in that verse that we have all quoted so many times, in Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. I know the purposes of God for you. That's what He's saying. They are thoughts of evil, or thoughts of peace and not of evil. No matter what the appearance is, and at that time He was visiting the most awful chastening upon the people whom the prophet was addressing. But He's saying, I know the ultimate purpose here, and it's not an evil purpose. It's a purpose of peace, to give you an end and an expectation. He's now talking about your future. He's saying, I have my eye on that. I was looking at the 71st Psalm in this connection. Verse 20 says, Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again. That's the very same thing. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, Thou wilt revive me. You've shown me great and sore trouble, but Thou shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Now we have come full circle. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, there's trouble in every side, Thou wilt comfort me on every side. And for every trouble, there's a comfort. For every difficulty, there is grace. Because we have a God who is able to deliver. How often have we read or sung the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd. This is what's included in it. In verse 3 He said, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now that path is going to take us ultimately through the valley of the shadow of death. And He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the very same man who's saying, I walk in the middle of trouble. I'm surrounded by trouble, but surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, what enabled David to say, goodness and mercy shall follow me, was the assurance of this promise in our text this morning, Thou wilt revive me. Now, believe it or not, there are two main points of that I've never even got to yet, and my time's just about gone already. But let me point it out to you that promise has two elements in it. One is survival, and the other is revival. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, Thou wilt revive me. The word means, I suppose, most simply, Thou wilt give me life. Thou wilt preserve me. As the psalmist says in Psalm 118, verse 17, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but He hath not given me over unto death. Now, I want you to understand this. And it's very easy to say, if I'm not suffering what you're suffering. But I'm not saying it facilely or tritely. The devil can't kill a Christian. Forget about all this charismatic rubbish of what the devil can do in possessing a Christian and even killing him. The devil cannot kill a Christian. Don't you understand that? When we come to die, it is not an enemy that will take us through those gates, but our shepherd. It is not Satan who holds in his hand the keys of death, but the risen Christ who says, I have those keys. They're in his hand. We are going to die unless the Lord comes first. We are going to die. But when we come to die, it is our Savior Shepherd who died for us and rose again, who through death destroyed the devil, who had the power of death, and delivered us, who through fear of death were subject to bondage. It is Christ, the risen one, the living one, who has said, I'm going to lead you through. I'll carry you through. And until then, he'll support us. Whatever the trouble, whatever the trial, whatever the suffering, whatever the anguish, whatever the affliction, whatever the challenge, he'll support us. He'll preserve us. And he'll use our circumstances to make us useful for his glory. Now that's easy to say. Let me tell you, first of all, it's absolutely true. He will do this. But second, it is a great thing. It's a vast thing for a Christian to say, Lord, I believe it and I embrace it. There have been Christians, and the Lord has put them on the flat of their back for years. And it was from that bed that they glorified him. I visited a man in a hospital in Belfast who had lain for 40 years paralyzed, a stranger in a foreign country, a young seaman badly injured in an accident off the coast of Northern Ireland, brought to that hospital. Not a soul in the world who knew him. No home to go back to in his native Norway. And there for 40 years he lay. But if there was one light in that hospital, it was a large hospital ward, if there was one light that shone constantly for 40 years, it was the light of his testimony. And when there was none else to give testimony, and to show the joy and the peace and the grace and the sustaining power of God and the reality of forgiveness and walking with the Savior spiritually, if not physically, came from that bed. The Lord will support us. There's survival here. But thank God there's revival.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.